This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says he's ready to slap tougher sanctions on Russia if he's joined by NATO allies who he's criticizing for buying Russian oil. In London, police say about 100,000 protesters joined anti-immigration activist Tommy Robinson's march around the Parliament building. Thousands of anti-fascist protesters were also in the streets, like Kathy.
There's a fear that the far right are trying to take over. So there's a fear of a rise of that sort of thing. But also, the way immigrants and asylum seekers are blamed for what's wrong here, it's totally wrong. It's totally wrong. And I think it's racist.
Here at home, we're watching a manhunt in Georgia this hour after police say a suspect shot an officer late last night. 26-year-old Timothy Greg Ramsey allegedly shot McKaysville Police Captain Brantley Worley. This is ABC News. A first-of-its-kind concert. And it was performed on the steps of the Vatican in St. Peter's Square today. The lineup combining pulp culture and a collective call for peace. Co-directed by Pharrell Williams and featuring the likes of Andrea Bocelli, Jennifer Hudson, Jelly Roll, among many others, ABC's James Longman found the music from the Voices of Fire gospel choir to be uplifting.
I have to say, the Voices of Fire choir are unbelievable, and I think they've been introduced now to a much wider audience. I grew up Catholic. I went to Mass a lot. We did not hear voices like that when I grew up, and how refreshing and incredible it was to hear them in St. Peter's Square.
The event had featuring a drone show as well, featuring the close, marking the close of the Catholic Church's Third World Meeting on Human Fraternity and the celebration of the 2025 Jubilee Year. Also came a day ahead of Pope Leo's 70th birthday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joseph Pecky.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked, since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched, has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in and in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, the Badgers losing at Alabama today, 38-14. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm, lows mid-60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and a little humid tomorrow, high mid-80s. Slight chance of showers and storms Sunday night and Monday. High temperatures stay well into the 80s to start next week, cooling at the end of the week. Right now, it's 80.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Robert Craig from Citizen Action on healthcare cuts and Jocasta Zamarripa, candidate for Wisconsin Secretary of State.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm just tired of male nudity. I don't ever need to see an old naked dude again in my life.
Yeah.
Like in the locker room, you expect to see a certain amount of nudity. Okay. Some of those guys walk around like they're, you know, proud and they're like,
yeah, they walk.
You should just not do that. You don't really want to make eye contact with anyone because yeah. You don't want to give people the wrong impression. You don't know what people are thinking.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, the 12th of September, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison on State Street. Overcast a bit, but still I'll call it mostly sunny. It is a beautiful day, Zommers. You and I were out for just a little walk, get a little coffee here before the show. Beautiful out there.
It is. It is. And I chose to wear shorts again today, which is good because it's a little warm for me.
For most people, it's great. It's beautiful fall weather. Big show today for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. Got my Badger polo shirt on. Badgers in action. Tomorrow morning, actually. It's a morning game here in Madison. 11 o'clock kickoff. Badgers taking on, as Keith Jackson used to say, Alabama. It's a 9 a.m. kickoff show across many of our stations. 11 a.m. For the first kickoff there down in Tuscaloosa in Alabama. You can hear it at RCE in Richland Center, LAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Ripon. In hour number two, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is going to be along here at 3:35. Going to review that great big Packer win. Packers 2-0 for like the first time in 5 years. Going to talk a little bit more. He was there, of course, Clemens, and previewed the Badger game. Brewers are back in action this afternoon or this evening as well tonight. 6:35 for the pregame show tonight for the crew. Left and just after 7 o'clock, the first pitch. Brewers hosting the always terrible. No, I'd make that up, of course, because the Cardinals beat the Brewers in the 82 World Series. St. Louis Cardinals are in town against the crew. You can hear it in Richland Center, Oshkosh, and now in Hayward as well. So more on sports in hour number two. We might get to some of that as well this hour. We got a what's worse for you coming your way in hour number two. Very good, by the way. Busy weekend or lazy weekend. So we'll be talking about that. And we got free ticket Friday. Brewer tickets. I'm going to give you the magic word straight ahead as well. But first, on a Friday, I think it's the first time on a Friday, it is time to get into your time machines, your vehicles of political expediency. Have a beverage and enter the recombobulation area.
There is a fifth dimension. Beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
I mean, we need a recombobulation.
recombobulation area.
Everybody needs a recombobulation area. Coming up on 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, that music means one thing. Civic Media's political editor and the founder of the aforementioned recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer, and he's in studio here at the world headquarters. Dan, always great to have you here in person.
Todd Alba, wonderful to join you here in Madison. Always love that introduction that we have from Zomers here. It's there is no introduction for anyone quite like that one here for when I joined the show.
Your very own introduction.
That's right. That's right. I enjoy it so much. Well, great to be here with you.
You're up from Milwaukee?
Yeah. Visiting for... checking out Cap Time's Idea Fest.
All right.
While we are here in Madison for today, Tim Walz is speaking at Cap Time's Idea Fest tonight. JB Pritzker tomorrow. So be listening to what some Midwestern governors have to say.
Yeah, I mean, Zomers and I are going to be here as well tonight to help bring that. That kicks off at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Across many of these stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. So looking forward to more coverage of Governor Tim Walz in Madison tonight and hearing that speech and others, right?
And others, yeah. And Tony Evers spoke the other night. We've got most of the Midwest here, most of the NFC North represented here, speaking at Cap Time's Idea Fest. If I, maybe we should just talk sports today.
I would really love to. And we are actually this hour because you're here for the whole hour. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
We will talk a little sports this hour. But Dan, no better time to have someone help us recombobulate on what's been just a tough week in many ways, a confusing week, and now there's kind of new layers today. I want to do a couple of things. Before this hour ends, I do want to touch on state news, number one, and thanks for your help in booking this. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley was here earlier this week, and he has launched his campaign for governor, so I want to talk about his entry and what that means politically in the Democratic primary for governor. And I also want to get to the flooding assistance. Federal monies were approved by Donald Trump this week after letters from the entire delegation from the congressional delegation from Wisconsin. There are some concerns being raised by some flood victims in Milwaukee that is this going to be enough to help folks recover? So I want to talk a little bit about that and any other state news that you think is pertinent. But the big story today continues to be the aftermath of the assassination of conservative commentator and founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, out in Utah earlier. And this morning, and I watched the entire special report from Utah, Kash Patel, FBI director, Bongino, his assistant, flew out there. But the real news was made by Governor Cox, the Utah governor, and his law enforcement that announced that a new suspect has under arrest, has now been charged with murder in Utah, and we're learning more and more about this 22-year-old in Utah who is alleged now of carrying out the attack thus far. They're saying alone, nobody else is involved at this point. But I think it's good to talk through this, Dan, in calm tones and remind people this is still a fluid situation. We're going to share what we know at this hour. We're going to tell you where that came from. And then we're going to give, get your analysis as well, Dan, what this means for the political conversation moving forward.
Yeah, it's been a discombobulating week, has it not? I mean,
say that again.
Yeah, and I think, the assassination was such an awful incident, and I think there's been so many emotions from so many people over the course of the week, and I'm obviously very glad that they have apprehended the shooter. Mm-hmm. That seemed to take a while, but I'm glad that they found a resolution there, and we're learning more about this. But it also feels like, we're in this 24-hour news environment. I feel like we've gone through a handful of news cycles in between the time of the actual shooting and knowing who the person is and what his motives might have been in the shooting. And I think, there have been some not great things that people have said in the wake of this. There have been some important and inspiring things that people have said to try to take down the temperature. And I think we should be lifting up those folks who have been, wanting to approach this in a calm and rational and measured way, where we are talking about, you know, the incident itself, the larger political culture that has, you know, ramped up, led to an escalation of political violence that we've seen in this country in the past few years. And I think, you know, there we could get on here and talk about, you know, oh, he said that and she said this and all of these different things that people have said that are causing, you know, greater strife in this moment of crisis here. But I think we should lift up some of those who have been doing the right thing and saying that we need to come together. We need to take down the temperature. We need to have, you know, human conversations about this. And we published a piece at the Recombobulation Area today from Emily Cephos, one of our contributors. She's also the chair of the Outagamie County Democrats. The headline on that piece is, "We have to say enough and have the courage to mean it." And I would encourage people to check out that piece. It's a it's an important reflection, I think, on what we've been seeing the past few days here.
You can find that work and all the other work at therecombobulationarea.news. Therecombobulationarea.news. Let's tell you the facts as we have them at this hour, according to CNN and other news sources as well. A shooting suspect is in custody. The suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk has been identified as Tyler Robinson and is being held without bail in a Utah jail on several charges, including aggravated murder, according to officials. He is not talking to investigators, according to sources. Last night, one of Robinson's family members reached out to a family friend who then contacted authorities, according to Utah Governor Spencer Cox. A family member told investigators Robinson spoke negatively about Kirk before the shooting. The governor said the investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel and had inscriptions, including ones that read, quote, "Hey, fascist, catch," unquote, were engraved on casings found on that rifle, according to officials. I'm going to step away now from the actual CNN. That's just the quick overview and give you, and I've spent all morning, Dan, I'm sure you've done this, things as well. I mean, I spent all morning after the press conference listening to multiple news sources, doing research online, and what a couple of things that strike me. Number one, what I follow things like Mediaite and other news sources that aren't, you wouldn't, they're not CNN, they're not MSNBC, they're not broadcast news sources. Mm-hmm. They're more online.
Not the traditional
but neither are they, they're not rumor mills. They are run by actual journalists. And what we're seeing on there that slowly, I'm just struck by how slowly what would be considered mainstream broadcast media is talking about this, but slowly we're finding out a few things. One, the person who allegedly turned in this guy was his dad.
Yeah.
Number two, the dad reached out to their youth minister at their church, who then helped contact authorities to have them come get this guy. For just to give you the down and dirty, this is a 22-year-old white male, a two-parent mom and dad family. I believe there are two other brothers in this family. By all of their, and people who are a lot more talented than me, some of these journalist people I mentioned online, they know how to go and find the social medias and track down people's Facebook pages and Twitter accounts, and they compile all this in online because, you know, so many people, particularly at that age now, live online. And we find out this is a pro-Trump family, a Republican family. This kid was allegedly, I say 22 kid, but was very bright, got a scholarship to this Utah University where the shooting happened, only spent a year there before dropping out. They're a pro-gun family, several photos of them wearing pro-NRA hats. Dan, in short, they don't fit the narrative that we've heard from MAGA for the last 36 hours that was counter to that.
No, but I also wonder how much that matters right now.
I think it matters a lot.
Well, I think it, in terms of, I think it matters a whole lot into like, all of the details on all of this matter. What I'm wondering about matters, and I think, you know, Emily touched on this in the piece that she wrote at the Recombobulation Area, is people are going online and kind of like tallying points in this online game. And it's just like, oh, it wasn't one of our guys. Now it changes the things. And I think that's a frustrating way to approach it, I think, to a certain extent, too.
a gentleman is dead. His family is grieving. That's first and foremost an atrocity. But I also think there's a political fallout to this is important. We'll discuss it with Dan Schaefer on the other side and give you a chance to win Brewers tickets. Four of them. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, September 12th, 2025, off the Dan Schaefer Recombobulation Area playlist. Dan, you've been on a little Oasis lately.
I've been on a little Oasis kick this summer with the getting very into the reunion tour and all of that. It's good stuff.
It really is good stuff. Talking about new details coming out after the press conference this morning on the aftermath, the follow-up, the investigation into the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A suspect has now been apprehended, a 22-year-old white, apparently Republican from a gun-loving family, does not fit the narrative that the right was trying to craft over the last 36 hours. Going to pick up more of that discussion with Dan Schaefer, the political editor for Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area. But first, Dan, at 23 past 2 o'clock, it's time for a free Ticket Friday trivia giveaway. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
That's right. Time for a free Ticket Friday giveaway once again for the Milwaukee Brewers. Still, what, 5.5 games, Dan, ahead of the Chicago Cubs, I believe.
Something like that,
In the NL Central. They get back underway tonight. You can hear it live on many of our Civic Media radio stations. Pregame show at 6:35. First pitch from AmFam Field against the St. Louis Cardinals just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on RCE in Richland Center, ISS in Oshkosh, and now BZH, Buzz of the North, in Hayward. All right, here's how it works. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it right now via your Apple or Android device. It is free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Open it up. We're on the first 10 stations on the Civic Media app. Choose the one closest to you. And then in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, a little icon. No, Dan, you cannot play.
I try every time.
I know,
though.
You try.
I go on Matt Naranera, and I try to win these contests. I come on here on a Friday,
you know,
and
what?
I try to
try
win
it.
The contest.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say no. Try it. See what happens. Give it a try. Why not? So you open up in the lower right-hand corner on the Civic Media app. It'll say text, a little icon. Click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word to text in. Here's the caveat. You must be able to go this coming Thursday, September 18th at 6:40 in the evening. For this Thursday, September 18th, 6:40 in the evening against the Los Angeles Angels. You cannot exchange them for a different date. All right. If you're able to go Thursday, September 18th, get your texting fingers ready. The word is game. The word is game. G as in George, A, M as in Mary, E as in Edward. Game, G-A-M-E. The word is game. Text it right now. We are going to the game. Text the word game right now, G-A-M-E, on the Civic Media app. At the end of the day, computer will randomly draw somebody from the correct entries, and you and three lucky friends, family, or complete strangers will be on your way to AmFam Field on Thursday, the 18th at 6:40, Brewers against the Angels. All right, text carefully. The word is game, G-A-M-E. All right, Dan, back to, we'll get more into the Dan's here the whole hour. We really appreciate that. So we'll have a longer discussion here after the farm news at the bottom of the hour. I want to get your take on this before. Here's why I think it matters sussing out the truth on who this suspect is, who may have committed this. Because for the last 36 hours, and I'm only going to play one cut, somebody like Derek Van Orten in Wisconsin has been, I think he had sent almost 190-some tweets in the last 24 hours attacking people on the left.
Yeah.
And now it turns out that if the police evidence that is coming out now is accurate, it is not anybody on the left. It is, in fact, one of the mega subculture people. And I think it matters because here's a great article in Time magazine. Headline, "The Killing of Charlie Kirk and the Political Violence Haunting America" by Eric Coricella. Here's the last line, Dan. Quote, "Kirk's sudden public death risks joining that chain. His killing could become not just a tragedy, but a catalyst. An event that radicalizes ever more Americans, less an aberration than the feature of our increasingly perilous national politics," unquote. That from Time. I think it matters because if people lay blame without fact, this is like a tinderbox.
Yeah, I think you're right. That is a real problem when people are jumping to those kinds of conclusions and blaming certain, you know, groups or whatever. And I think, you know, President Trump's statement the other night where he was calling out the left, I thought that was irresponsible. And I think there have been some irresponsible comments coming from people on the left
100%.
Over the course of the week, too. Do I think there are more, you know, generally in our political environment coming from the right? I do. But I don't think we can pretend that it's only coming from the right as
correct.
Well. So I think that is something to consider. But I also think this, you know, this example, and there are so many others that we've seen lately about people getting radicalized online by certain subcultures, whether they are, you know, spreading from the MAGA universe or whatever it might be. You know, there was also the also this week, there was the school shooting that happened in Colorado.
Right.
There was news today that the 16-year-old who was accused of shooting two of his classmates embraced conspiratorial, anti-Semitic, and white supremacist social media content. And so this is just such a widespread problem in our country, in our political culture, and in our online spaces that so many of us reside in for probably too much of our days.
And we're going to come back on the other side as well, because there's a great – I don't agree with every single thing that he said, but Governor Spencer Cox of Utah – had a great quote, a great moment, I thought, where he warned people, take a breath and realize where some of this information is coming from and take care of each other. We'll hear that. And you're going to find out what Groiper means. You're going to hear about this all weekend. Dan and I will tell you what it means. Don't go anywhere. You will not want to miss it. Farm News is next. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says he's ready to slap tougher sanctions on Russia if he's joined by NATO allies who is criticizing for buying Russian oil. In London, police say about 100,000 protesters joined anti-immigration activist Tommy Robinson's march around the Parliament building. Thousands of anti-fascist protesters were also in the streets, like Kathy.
There's a fear that the far right are trying to take over. So there's a fear of a rise of that sort of thing. But also, the way immigrants and asylum seekers are blamed for what's wrong here, it's totally wrong. It's totally wrong. And I think it's racist.
Here at home, we're watching a manhunt in Georgia this hour after police say a suspect shot an officer late last night. 26-year-old Timothy Greg Ramsey allegedly shot McKaysville Police Captain Brantley Worley. This is ABC News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked, since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched, has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, the Badgers losing at Alabama today 38-14. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm, lows mid-60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and a little humid tomorrow, high mid-80s. Slight chance of showers and storms Sunday night and Monday. High temperatures stay well into the 80s to start next week, cooling at the end of the week. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternad. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Stand by.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, the 12th of September. I know how it's going to be every time Dan Schaefer is here. It's going to be great. That's how it's going to be. The founder of the Recombobulation Area, our political editor. Glad to have him in studio here at the World Headquarters in Madison today. Lots to get to, Dan. Quickly, though, for those listening, Brewers are look, I know they went through a three-game losing streak, but they're going to get hot this weekend. Still ahead in the National League Central. Going to be playing tonight against the Cardinals, 6:35 for the pregame show. You could hear it on our Brewer radio affiliate stations. If you want to go, and tickets are hard to come by this weekend, partner sold out, as my granddad used to say. We got four of them, four hot tickets for Thursday's game, September 18th. Got to be able to go on September 18th. You cannot exchange them for another date. And you have to be able to go at 6:40 in the evening against the Los Angeles Angels. Here's what you do. Open up your Civic Media app. The first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose one. You'll see a text icon. And text the word game right now, G-A-M-E. The word is game, G-A-M-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text us. If you text it to other shows, you're still eligible for this one, game, G-A-M-E. Text it right now. Four Brewer tickets in those beautiful club-level seats up for grabs, and we'll keep you reminding you of that through the game. All right, Dan, lots to get to. Let's try to get through as much as we can here, talking about the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination. You've said it, I've said it, this network has said it. We call out any violence, particularly political violence of any kind, of any sort. It doesn't belong. It's repugnant. Full stop. That's the first thing.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
I just want to make sure we get that on the record.
And we can always have conversations, and we have conversations here on the Civic Media Network, and we can disagree from time to time, and we can disagree without being disagreeable and without it turning to anything violent.
Yeah, absolutely. So the news this morning from Utah, Kash Patel, FBI director, and others were there along with the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, announcing a new person. They believe it is the killer. The alleged killer is in custody, a 22-year-old white male from a Republican family. His dad, 27-year in law enforcement, a former sheriff. What happened apparently is the dad recognized his son in the photos. He called their youth minister, so they are Mormon, Christian, Mormon family. The youth minister said, you have to do the right thing. The family and the youth minister turned this kid in. He was taken into custody and has now been charged with murder. From all sorts of online social media accounts, they are pro-gun, they are pro-Trump, they are pro-NRA. And so a narrative that somehow this was someone that was from the left is apparently, seemingly, from what we know at this hour, simply not true. Dan, I want to get into the weeds just for a couple of minutes here, because I think this is really important to pass on to our listeners, because, again, I'm seeing this on online legit media, but not so much on broadcast, and probably a whole other bottle of wine. My feelings are that today's broadcasters are being suppressed because they're fearful of Trump's FCC and their licenses. Agree or disagree with that?
I mean, it has to be suppressed, but it's a point of consideration, I think.
I just, yeah, that's another discussion. But what I'm seeing on online legitimate media, not it's like Mediaite and other social media, legit journalists, Semaphore, is that, and so people say, well, why did this guy do it? How would a pro-Trump person kill, allegedly, Charlie Kirk? Here is what's being alleged at this hour, that this 22-year-old alleged shooter is something known as a groiper. All right? People say, what the heck is a groiper? I'm going to read you the definition. A groiper, sometimes called the groiper army, are a group of alt-right, white nationalists, and Christian nationalist activists led by Nick Fuentes. Members of the groups have attempted to introduce alt-right policies into mainstream conservatism in the United States and participated in the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol and the protests leading up to it. They have targeted other conservative groups and individuals whose agendas they view as too moderate and insufficiently nationalist. The groiper movement has been described as a white nationalist, homophobic, nativist, fascist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and an attempt to rebrand the declining alt-right movement. That's an online, that's a dictionary description of this, Dan. What's interesting, I think, for our listeners as well, is people have gone to, if you're not familiar, Twitter, now owned by Elon Musk. It goes by X. There's an AI platform, Grok, where you type in. It's an AI thing like ChatGPT only for X. And people have gone to this and they put in the information. Even Elon Musk's X Grok AI is confirming, according to its AI brain, that this kid fits a groiper. And this is the far, far right extremism of MAGA today.
And it's concerning. Yeah. I think you've seen examples of you know, the fact that, I mean, I think we think of Donald Trump and his movement as, you know, being pretty far to the right. We can't forget that there are those even further, even more dangerous. And I think this is, it just speaks to a culture that exists in online spaces right now is kind of gotten out of control. And I do wonder if, you know, if like the new leadership at the FBI and what have you, are they focusing on this, right? Mm-hmm. Are they focusing on online extremism and the dangers that poses? You know, I think we all have to be mindful of, you know, the fact that this stuff is out there, right?
I totally agree. And again, we could do a whole hour on this. And I'm still, folks, I've spent all morning after the press conference this morning going to legitimate sources, diving deep. Here's what I can tell you. Maybe Zomers, if you want to jump in because you're more of this generation. And I think, Dan, this is, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. You're a millennial. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at the baby boomer age. I think, well, you know, I'm not really that old. And I think, well, okay, I'm getting there. And then I look at you and I think, well, you're pretty hip and into the things.
And I'm feeling pretty old these days too.
And then you got to go to Zomers, a 25-year-old.
I'm 26.
I'm sorry. And so here's where I caution people. As you're watching the information, if you're intaking your consuming information this weekend, because people are focusing on what was written allegedly on the bullet casings. And they're saying, well, that means that, you know, it was a transgender and furries, which I don't want to go down the rabbit hole on that, but that's a small sect of people who dress up in costumes basically for cosplay. But if you go to this, apparently what I'm seeing is there's a multiplayer online internet game called Helldivers. And so these things like Bel Cello or Bel, whatever, I don't know Spanish or Italian, Bellicao or
Chow?
Bellicao.
I think.
And allegedly it was part of a World War II anti-fascism Nazi song, but that's been co-opted by these Gen Zers in this online game or whatever you want to call it, Helldivers, to mean something different. So just know, everybody, as you consume your information and people my age, 55, Dan's age, mid-30s, we don't know what we're talking about. You got to go down to the vernacular of kids using this online. Zomers, yes or no?
Yeah, and one of the key things to note about Groypers and similar, like, ultra alt-right, you know, ideologies, and I will say groups that try to groom young people to commit violent acts, is that one of their specific goals is to confuse and troll people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will use self-contradicting political rhetoric to make it hard to figure out what's going on while they shoot for their quote-unquote high score and try to kill more people.
So, I mean, and I'm not here, Dan, to say, oh, all online gaming is bad or whatever. But I heard someone else, and I give him credit. I just watched someone this morning. Can't remember. One of the pundits this morning on TV said this gets to, and I think they're a mental health person, and we've had Kira Sabin on this program and others. There is an epidemic in this country, Dan, of loneliness, particularly among single males.
Mm-hmm.
And this is driving them to online platforms where people that might be already open to mental health issues, they find a what we would consider a sick kind of community that warps their mind.
Right. And I think it's such a problem, and I don't really know what we do about it, right? And it's just like, you know, you don't want to censor places, but also, like, this is dangerous ideology that people should not have no place with. Like, right. And then there's also, like, kind of the element, and just in the way you're describing this too, it's just like there's these layers of insanity,
right.
And it's just like, how do you even make sense of what actually this is as just like a regular person going about your life? Like, I'm pretty dialed into politics in my day-to-day life. Like, obviously I'm the political editor here at Civic Media. I run my own, opinion column and online publication. I don't understand half of this. And yeah. Like, if, you know, just some regular person who's just working their job and going about their life, and they're going to be introduced to this, and there's just like these five levels of trying to understand what this game is and what it says about that and how it's connected to these extremist spaces online. It's discombobulating. It's confusing. And I don't know what you do about it either.
But thank you because you just made one of my main points is that these politicians, these leaders, if you want to call them that, the left or right, are using this situation, in my opinion, to score political points when they're not diving down on the nuances and the layers to actually know what this stuff means.
Yeah. Yeah, and the details matter.
The details really do matter.
Yeah, and I had this, I was reporting a story last year during the election, and I had somebody explain this to me. It's just about, you know, an issue that Democrats were trying to fight on. If you're taking three sentences to explain it, you're already lost. And that's part of the problem,
right.
Too.
Zomers, do we have time for the Utah governor clip?
Yes.
All right. This is really important, folks. Utah Governor Spencer Cox last night in Utah talking about the information that we consume and we should have to be careful.
For those people who are spending so much time on social media, I think Charlie said it best, that when things get bad, we should put our phones down and spend a little time with our families. There is a tremendous amount of disinformation. We are tracking our team, the state team, and I'm sure the federal team as well. What we're seeing is our adversaries want violence. China, we have bots from Russia, China, all over the world that are trying to instill disinformation and encourage violence. I would encourage you to ignore those, to turn off those streams, and to spend a little more time with our families. We desperately need some healing. We'll have more to say about that in the days and weeks to come.
That is the Republican governor of Utah, Spencer Cox. Dan, I thought it was just great advice for all of us, including me. Touch grass, as the kids say.
Yeah, get off the phones. I'm so guilty of doom scrolling for way too long. And I think it is, you know, I think Governor Cox, a Republican, has handled this pretty reasonably well, I think, all things considered. And again, those are the types of leaders that we need to hear from, people who are encouraging the opposite of what we hear from maybe the representative from the 3rd Congressional District here in Wisconsin.
We'll hear what Derek Van Orten's saying. And also, Donald Trump kind of seems to be over it. Donald Trump, in his own words, not going to want to miss that. And we'll give you the Brewer ticket magic word to win four tickets after this on Civic Media's Radio.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. The talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490. This is what lacrosse is talking about. This is Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Playlist of Dan Schaefer. This is how he gets recombobulated.
That's
he
right.
Takes a run by Lake Michigan and listens to
What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis.
There you go. Which turns
30 this year.
Really?
That album.
Really? Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Time flies. All right, Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area. You can find him at the recombobulationarea.news. Also, the Civic Media political editor is here. Lots to get to, Dan. Short time to get to. Let's get to a couple of these cuts. Third District Republican Congressman from Wisconsin in Washington, D.C. yesterday. This is courtesy of Heartland Signal. This is before we knew who the police law enforcement arrested in connection with the Charlie Kirk killing, which turns out to be apparently a pro-Trump family, a gun-owning family, a white family, a Christian family. But yet here is Derek Van Orten in Washington yesterday talking to the press gaggle.
Every single one of you here, you're at fault. Hey, you know what? Knock it off. Knock it off. You are responsible for that assassination yesterday. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What about the Democratic lawmakers?
Dan Schaefer, I'm at a loss for words.
It's a really problematic statement. as we've seen many problematic statements from Representative Derek Van Orden in his time in public office. You know, he's been on Twitter constantly, basically since the shooting, having a host of things to say. I mean, we could spend the whole day, whole show,
we could
just reading off of Derek Van Orden's hundreds of tweets about this, mm-hmm. blaming the left, blaming the media. You know, I think it is important to note at this, as we talk, do this, you know, kind of make sense of things here. His has been the exception. I do sincerely believe that there are majority of us out there on the right and the left have responded to this assassination, to this moment, by encouraging calm, by condemning political violence, by doing and saying the right things. I think most of us are out there doing and saying the right things. Derek Van Orden is not.
Right.
And I don't, you know, we can focus on that and highlight what he had to say. But I do think what he has been doing and saying has been the exception. It has not been the norm. I think most people out there, I think, you know, we played the clip from the Utah governor. I think there are more people out there who are sounding and saying things like the Utah governor than there are saying things like Derek Van Orden. It is just extremely unfortunate and frightening, frankly, that he is saying what he is.
And now the last 3 or 4 hours, he has changed his tone on Twitter from going after the left and Democrats to now calling out individuals and universities, other these few exceptions on the left who are, Dan and I think are in agreement, are also despicable of being gleeful about the death of Charlie Kirk. That's repugnant, in my opinion.
I think I absolutely agree. It's awful. It's despicable. But people should not be talking like that.
100% agree with you. But now, Derek, instead of saying, okay, we got the shooter, and, you know, it's really unfortunate that it's essentially one of ours, he doesn't want to talk about that. And I think that's also wrong. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump on the White House lawn this morning was asked in the press gaggle. It's hard to hear, so I'm going to tell you. The question was, sir, how are you holding up after the assassination of your friend, Charlie Kirk?
How are you holding up over the last 3.5 days?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty. It'll be an absolutely magnificent structure. And I just see all the trucks. We just started. So it'll get done very nicely, and it'll be one of the best anywhere in the world, actually.
So Marine One was getting ready to take off. So it's kind of hard to hear, Dan. But the question asking, how are you holding up after the assassination of your friend Charlie Kirk? Very well, thank you, or pretty well, thank you. And then goes on to talk about the building of a White House ballroom. Again, now doesn't want to talk about it.
If you know, I hate to do like the what aboutism if you flipped it, but like in this case, if somebody had asked Barack Obama in a press conference what he thought about this, and he turned to the turned to immediately move to the interior decorating at the White House, I think people would have a problem with that too.
100%, and rightly so.
Yeah,
but again, because the narrative now doesn't match what they want it to on the right, because it allegedly looks like this guy, this assassin, is someone from the ultra far right. They call them Groypers within MAGA who are. I want to get this out quickly. Nick Fuentes, who has had dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump, and all kinds of things you look on the internet where he was going after Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Recently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, this one was when Kirk started a 2019 campus tour. Fuentes declared, quote, a Groyper war, unquote, against the, quote, fake conservative, unquote, asking his followers at Kirk events to press him on stances that weren't, quote, conservative enough, expose him, unquote. That's what this guy was being fed.
Yeah.
And later on, if you
and that has escalated in the 6 years since that.
And right? If you go on, and then in other in comments after that, Fuentes basically says, well, you know, I'm just kind of kidding. I'm just kind of, you know, this is just, but these people don't understand, Dan, that people who are already susceptible to mental health issues, who are alone, they cling to this and then they act.
And not every one of them is kidding.
No, not at all.
That's what we need to be mindful of and take seriously. It's just like, how much is, like, where's the line here? You know?
Touch grass. You watched the Packers last night?
I did. That was a heck of a game.
Wasn't it?
That was fun.
That was fantastic.
Tucker Kraft jumping in the stands. He had a great game.
Yeah.
The Packers defense played great. We got a fun team.
2-0 for the first time. Clemens will keep me honest on this. First time in four or five years, they've started the regular season 2-0.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. You can find all of Dan's work at therecombobulationarea.news. If you're kind of uncertain about what's going on, recombobulate yourself. Go to the recombobulation area. Always great to have you here, Dan. We'll talk to you tonight at Idea Fest at 6.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Dan Schaefer, everybody. Come on back. Hour 2, Brewers tickets, what's worse, and Mike Clemens. Come on back on the All Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Secretary of State Marco Rubio heading to Israel to speak with officials there about Gaza's future.
Rubio's trip comes at a critical time after a week which has seen criticism of Israel mounting and no clear end to the war in sight. Meanwhile, in Gaza, dozens of high-rise buildings destroyed by Israeli airstrikes. We visited Gaza this week. I can tell you that the destruction there, certainly in southern Gaza, is utterly shocking.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Israel. President Trump with a new threat to slap sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. The president posting on social media that he's ready to put them in place when all NATO nations have agreed to do the same and when they've also agreed to stop buying Russian oil. Turkey is Russia's third largest oil buyer. A memorial for Charlie Kirk continues to grow on the Utah College campus where the conservative activist was killed. And what's being called a celebration of his life is set for a week from tomorrow at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. This is ABC News.